Today on the podcast, I'm talking with an incredibly amazing, talented young man, Quentin Allums. We're going to talk about video, authenticity, and why it's so important to offer our support to everyone, especially when they're struggling. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I'm so glad you're with me today. Thank you, as always, for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. And today I want to give a special shout out to one of my reviewers. If you remember a few weeks ago, I started asking if you would be so kind to jump over on iTunes and leave me a review, an honest review of how you feel about the show. It really helps me in the search rankings, helps me keep the show going, that I have listeners, which is a good thing in a podcast. And I've been giving shout outs, been reading out the reviews that come in, and thank you, all of you that have sent in beautiful reviews. Today I've got one from Rod Catano, who says, "I'm a huge fan of Tracy and her work. She's always bringing something really interesting and relevant during her conversations with her guests. I learned so much from her. Highly recommend this podcast." And thank you, Rod. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're a listener and so glad for your review. So if any of you would like to leave a review, I sure would appreciate it. And I will read them on the air here. Now, today you're in for a super treat, super deluxe treat. I have the coolest guest with me today. You know, I always love my guests and I always tell you, you know, how excited I am, but I am. This is a really special guest today. This is a young man, and I say young because, oh my gosh, I am double his age, but so inspiring. Just literally on fire. Met him on LinkedIn. I've gotten pretty active on LinkedIn. I don't know if you've been over to LinkedIn in a while, but it's not like it used to be. It is hopping. It is fantastic. I've made some incredible connections, and I think I've already had somebody on the show that I met on LinkedIn, and I've got a few more. I've got a number of interviews that I'm going to be rolling out to you that I know you're going to love. But today's is fantastic. Today I've got Quentin Allums, and he's a LinkedIn influencer. He's a speaker, community builder, and the founder of Mad Genie, a personal branding consultancy. He's leveraged LinkedIn video and other platforms to triple his monthly business revenue, land speaking engagements, and build his personal brand. He's also an athlete, a musician, a futurist, a misfit, and a proud coffee addict. So can't you see why I'm so excited about this? Anybody that is a professed coffee addict is so okay in my book. We have an incredible interview that is just, it's just so rich. So I don't want you to miss any of it. Let's jump on over there right now. Quentin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you. And you know, the funny thing is I was preparing for this interview because yes, listeners, I do prepare. I am not like crazy, but you know, just to prepare. I was looking at what I wanted to talk to you about and I thought, golly, this interview is kind of going to be all over the place, but in a good way, in a really, really... really good way, because I get people on, you know, when I have guests, and I'm so picky about my guests, my audience knows that, we kind of stick within a through line. And we will talk about your business some, but there's something so beautiful that you bring to the table. Now, listeners, just a little bit of background. We don't know each other. I didn't even meet until today, Quentin on LinkedIn. And I follow his work. He does some extraordinary work. And I reached out and I said, I want to have you on the show. And some of the things that we're going to talk about today really may not have anything to do with his work, but they have to do with things that I believe so strongly in and stand for so much. So I just know you're in for such a treat. So where I want to start, and again, like I've warned everybody, I've warned you, Quinn, I've warned them. I'm kind of jumping around. I love your post. You do a lot of videos on LinkedIn, primarily video. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And is that your background? I mean, is that your business?
So no.
Okay.
Not my background. I really, really like video and I've been doing it for a while and I like stories. I'm actually a writer in all honesty, but I moved into videos recently on LinkedIn.
Now, let me ask you this. You've got a music background too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a singer-songwriter for about 4 or 5 years and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And that taught me how to be vulnerable. It taught me how to open up. It taught me how to connect and share my stories. So I've been singing about like daddy issues and breakups and things like that for a long time. And a lot of that has helped me do what I do now on video and connect to my clients, et cetera.
Why did you leave music or do you still do it? Or you pretty much left? I think you pretty much left it, didn't you?
Yeah, I still sing. I still have my guitar. I still play and everything like that, but I don't perform anymore. And you know, honestly, it just came down to me not wanting that enough. And I just made a video about that. So I'm not a rock star because I'm not willing to put in the countless hours to become that rock star because it really doesn't matter to me. I'm not in love with that process. I don't like the problems associated with that life. So I stopped and I love what I do now. So
yeah. And I want to talk about storytelling a lot, but before I do, you mentioned the video that you did last night and I had that on my list to talk about because after I watched that video, I sat and wrote for hours. So thank you for that. Very tight. No, it was great because the why. And the reason I loved it so much was because I loved it, but because I've been in that space for six to eight, 9 months. And I've talked to the listeners about, it's not that I want to leave voice, but I'm starting to question that why. So talk a little bit about what you talked about in that video last night.
First off, it's crazy that you say that. And there's been some good responses, but I didn't even want to put up the video because I'm like, this is terrible. And that happens a lot. So thank you. But essentially, I was just saying that a guy reached out to me and he was like, hey, Q, I love what you do. I love your content. I've been doing something similar, but I'm having trouble staying consistent. And like, I just thought about it. And I was like, I love that question, but it just, for me personally, it just comes down to knowing your why, right? So I used to be a singer-songwriter and I love music. I absolutely love music, but I'm not willing to put in the countless hours and become that rock star. I hate losing my voice. I hate when my fingers hurt. I hate buying guitar strings. Like I don't love that process and it's not connected to my why. Whereas now, I get to help people with their brands. I get to tell stories every single day. I record videos every single day. I get to help people. I get to connect to people. I get to learn from people. That's what I love. That's connected to my why. So I'm going to stay consistent. And that's just what I told him. He was like, damn, dude, you didn't tell me anything I didn't know, but thank you for taking the time out of your day to say that. And yeah, it comes down to that why. If you want it bad enough, and if it's associated to that why, you're going to get it done. You're going to stay consistent.
Yeah, and that is so powerful. And I took that video and I coupled it with another video that you did that we were kind of talking about before we started recording today. Mm-hmm. And this is why, and I'm just, man, I'm going straight for the good stuff.
I
know, right? We were talking about the way people tear each other down, and that is why I have been struggling with my work. I love my work. I know I'm serving my purpose. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
But I have grown weary of business. I have grown weary of business, and I don't remember that kind of environment when I was a theater director, when I was, you know, I know it exists, and I'm sure there were moments, and I just don't remember them. But I literally feel like most days I have to put on a bulletproof vest before I jump online. So let's talk about that a little bit, because you did a beautiful video about how you were just done with people tearing each other down.
Yeah. It's been insane recently, just focusing on LinkedIn. Like, there's some amazing creators that they'll get troll messages, and we all have to deal with it, but like every day, like, and from real business people, like, this sucks. Don't record from your dashboard. Stop posting videos because no one likes videos. Like, just stupid stuff. And my video specifically was about Milwaukee, because it's just very, very difficult to make change here. The mindset is backwards. There's a lot of cool things happening here, a lot of amazing people, but there's a lot of talk, but not willingness to put in that work to make that change. And I'm a part of this local Facebook group for social media professionals. And a guy made a post, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to record a video every single day for 365 days. And I'm going to upload it to YouTube. And like, that's cool. I was like, yeah, do it, man. Go for it. You're going to get better. But the guy underneath me, he said, any 5-year-old can do that. Any 5-year-old can take their phone and record this video and upload it. And no one cares, man. No one's going to care about your content. So don't do that. You should focus on the quality and not on the quantity. And I was having a terrible, terrible week. I was upset. I was mad because of all this negativity, people quitting. So I leave it and I don't say anything. And then a couple days pass and people were liking this guy's comment, putting this guy down. So I was like, dude, like, I did that. I posted every single day for 100 days, not 365, but for 100 days. And they were terrible. All of them were terrible. But then I moved to Snapchat and I posted every single day. And then I moved to Instagram and I posted every single day. And then I moved to Ask Whale and I posted every day. And all of a sudden, people from the founder of Reddit saw my content, you know, the founder of this platform saw my content. And I was up there with all these amazing people. And I didn't take off. My business didn't take off, but I posted every day. And then I moved to LinkedIn. And now I get a lot of views. I get a lot of relationships. I've built a lot of relationships, and my business, my life has changed because of this. In June, I'll be speaking at one of the biggest video conferences in the world, but none of that would have happened if I didn't suck first, if I didn't post every single day, if I was focused on that quality and not bringing focus on that quality instead of just getting those reps in. And that's what I told them, because like, there's no reason we should be putting people down. There's no reason we should be stopping people from trying, from being bad, because that's what it takes to be good. And yeah, just unnecessary negativity, unnecessary bullying, and we should be supporting people, because that's when we grow as a community.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know that you know this, but listeners, I've talked about it a couple of times, but I'm filming a documentary this year. Really? I'm filming a documentary about what happens to us when we're silenced. Oh. And I think that this has a little bit of flavoring. And I believe that because I guess it was about 10 years ago, I was bullied so bad online that I left voice coaching.
Wow.
And it was personal. You know, with me, it was about my work, but it was also personal attacks. Well, you no wonder you can't get it right. You're so ugly. And, and you know, really, I mean, I would get emails. People would take the time to email me to tell me what a piece of crap I was.
And it's insane.
It's insane. It's insane. Why, go back to why, a different kind of why do you think, I have a theory, but why do you think people are doing it? And like you say, on LinkedIn, an extremely professional platform. Why?
It was a post I saw on Instagram. One of my good friends, Finn, just a young guy, creates a bunch of content, and he had this post, and a guy's like, you're ugly. We don't want to see your face. Mm-hmm. And Finn responds, where does this negativity come from? And I thought that was the most amazing response ever. And I've been using it forever, because there is negativity there, right? They're what is it? They're pushing their fears, their negativity on other people. I'm blanking on the word right now, but there's something underneath that hatred. Yeah. That negativity. And I think that's what needs to be addressed. Otherwise, they wouldn't take the time out of their day to send something like that, because no, that doesn't accomplish anything. I have, it just blows my mind, the things that people say, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it blew my mind. It blew my mind when people would take the time to email me and cuss me up one side and down the other for a video, for something I said. And, you know, I think that people are hurting, obviously, and they are doing it to make themselves feel better. But I want to tell you, I don't know if you've ever seen this video, but I think I've talked about it on the show before. It's what changed my entire trajectory on this. But trolls don't, I'm not going to say they don't bother me anymore. There's that little bit of sting. But if you've never seen Brené Brown talk about when she first hit it big and and the people were, the comments, and they were saying stuff like, less research, more Botox. No wonder she's a researcher. Look at her. And it devastated her. Kind of like what I went through. And she stumbled onto Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech. And basically the gist of it is, look, if you're not in the arena, I don't care what you think. And that's it in a nutshell. Yeah. You're not in the arena. I am. And I think that's one of the most important things for the listeners, because you've said it a couple of times now, man, that I sucked. Man, I didn't want to put that video up. So let's talk about people doing video and sucking at it.
Yeah.
That's okay, right?
Seriously, we need to, like, LinkedIn video specifically, it's brand new, 100% brand new. And where it's going, it's probably going to look a lot like YouTube. Like, here's my channel. Look at me. Like, this is what I can do. Like, a channel. And for that to happen, we need a variety of voices. We need diversity. We need different people trying different things. And for that to happen, people have to suck, right?
Yeah.
YouTube sucks. YouTube originally was like, it was basically like a porn thing, which is terrible. But all these different platforms, they go through this evolution and these changes, but there has to be variety there. So no one has the right to say, this shouldn't be on LinkedIn. Don't record this here, because it's evolving, it's changing, and it's up to us as a community where that goes. But a lot of that starts with sucking.
Yeah. And I think that there's a tremendous, and I talk about it all the time, I think there's a tremendous fear that people have about getting on video, but I believe it is crucial moving forward. It's where we're at. Do you agree?
People say it's the future, but it's not the future. It's here.
It's
100%,
here.
100%. And it's not going to change. And when it does, it's going to be like, okay, you're in this person. Like,
no, right. Not, I know. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. And I've been saying for 5 years, you better get on video. You better get on video. And now I'm saying, it's too late. get on.
It helps so much. I'm the exact same person on video that I am in person. Like, this is how I am. I'm crazy. But I was able to discover that from video, from recording these videos. And that helped me communicate. It helps me in my meetings. It helps me when I'm speaking. Everything. Video is, it's just an extension of who you are. And if you practice on it, you're going to be a better version of who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And I think that the thing I love the most about video is what it tells me is that we are coming back to a place of wanting to establish relationships.
Yeah, we're in a feedback loop.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
Yes, I love that. That's all it's about.
That's all it's about. It's like, okay, we did the Twitter, we did the this, we did the, and no criticism against any of that. All that's great. But now I need to hear your voice and see your face. Yes. I need to know you, because we determine everything about you from what we see. What is 60% voice, 30% body movement, 10% words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. When people message me, often it's not what I said. It's either how I made them feel or the energy that I brought. And that's it. That's it. Sometimes it's what I say, but that's it.
I think that, you know, and I have a saying, the words are everything and they're nothing. It's how you make us feel. And I think that the words are something, but I think that how you make me feel, that's my whole business. Yeah. How are you using your voice to make me feel something? And I use the example of the military when they, or the police, when they have to come and they did a research study. They have to come and say, I'm so sorry to have to tell you. They did a study on those people and not a one of them could say what they were told.
Jeez.
Every one of them said he made me feel okay, that it was going to be okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, powerful stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, before we started, you dropped something that maybe you wish I hadn't, because I'm going to bring it up now.
What did I do?
You said the music to my ear words, you didn't feel comfortable in using your voice.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't have a voice. My older brother was star athlete, and he went D1, crushed it, and that's another conversation. But I was always in his shadow. So I was that kid in grade school and middle school and high school that was in the back writing poetry, writing songs, writing things like that. So I didn't really use my voice, and I didn't discover that I had a voice until 21, 22 years old, in all honesty. But even now, even as I'm talking, I don't like my voice. And I think that's why I'm so animated. That's why I'm so crazy. I like to scream. And it's not that I don't like listening to it, because it's fine. It's just I don't feel that my voice alone can accomplish what I can on video. So I've been hopping on podcasts every time someone asks me, just, yes, let's do it, because I want to get really comfortable doing this. I want to be able to make somebody feel what I can make them feel in video with just my voice.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet.
Well, you're doing great. You're doing great. And that's my favorite goal. You know, I say the smartest people on earth are the people that get the fact that their voice is so important.
Yeah.
100%. You know, because a lot of people don't. And I'm fascinated with that, because that's really kind of what the whole documentary is about. I wonder if that unsure, because you're great. And I wonder if that unsurety in using your voice doesn't come from that background of being in the shadows, of not really having a voice, like you said. Yeah.
And it might.
Yeah.
100% it probably does, because most people my age were using their voice for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And I'm 24, and honestly, I didn't start living until I was 20 years old, you know?
Yeah.
I was just a kid that wrote a lot, and it helped me, and I observed a lot, but I was just a kid that wrote. I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to voice my opinion. And people message me all the time, like, Q, what happened to you, dude? Like, but I just decided I felt like talking. I felt like making a change. I felt like getting to know people, and nothing good is going to happen from just sitting there, you know?
Yeah. So you took action. Yeah. It's all
and music
action.
Helped a lot with that, in all honesty. But yeah.
I would think so. I would think that music would really help. And writing. And you're a storyteller.
Yep.
Let's talk about story. Why is story so important? Story's everything, right? So,
the reason I started, no one was telling stories on LinkedIn at all, like through video. So I like to give this analogy. It's like going, like you're giving a TED talk, right? And you walk on stage and you come in, you're like, hey guys, my name is, my dog's sitting right there. My name is Quentin Alms. I'm the founder of Mad Genie, co-founder of Milwaukee Misfits. And today we're going to talk about X. We're going to talk about Y. We're going to talk about Z. How do you guys feel about that? Or it's like you're giving a TED talk. You walk on stage and you're like, I was 18 years old and I was really struggling with this, and I was just starting my business. And they say that it's when you decide to follow your dreams, you're going to hit resistance, right? And that was totally true. And when I started my business, my girlfriend left me. My dog was hit by a car. My dog got sick. I had no money. I lost all my funds and blah, 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 blah. But you tell this story and you take them on a journey, and then you lead them into the lesson. That's way more powerful, because they're feeling what you felt. They're hearing what you felt. And maybe if you do it right, they're tasting what you felt, but there's senses involved instead of just telling somebody something. So I always have a handful of stories that I can pull out at any time, and it helps people connect. So that's what I do on LinkedIn. And that's what I help my clients do as well, because stories are innate. Stories are a part of who we are.
Well, and I think they pull us out of the vacuum, because certainly in voice world, what I see so often is people think they're the only one.
Yeah.
It never entered my mind that you might have struggled, or that you know, and that's what came. That's one of the best things that came out of the Harvey Weinstein thing, is that by one person using their voice and telling their story, they gave everybody the courage to use theirs.
Yeah, 100%. And that is beautiful. That makes my day when I get a message like that, because I didn't expect it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't expect it, but people go what you're going through. You're not special, in all honesty. Like, everybody goes through something. So yeah. Tell those stories.
Yeah. And I think maybe it might even be our shame that keeps us from telling them. Oh, I can't. I remember, you know, I didn't tell the story about how I was beaten up in a play and my whole nose was broken. Yeah. I didn't even tell that story until several years ago, because this is what I was thinking. Well, they're going to think, well, what kind of voice coach gets herself beat up? She's no good. That was the story that I was telling myself.
And that is a false story.
It's a false story. Yes. Because I tell you what, the first time I told that story on this podcast, my numbers doubled. My download numbers doubled, because it makes us real.
Exactly. And that's what business is, right? That's what life is. It's just, it's all there. People try to separate it. They try to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
It's not. It's all there.
Why do you think that is? Do you think
it's just the way it was?
But
I'll go to meetings and I'll close deals, and 5% of the conversation is about business. Half of it's like, yeah, man, I did this. Yeah, tell me about your kid. Like, that's it. Like, it's life. It's life. I choose my clients and they choose me. But it goes so much deeper than money and business and what you're doing for that. It's relationship, and relationships include all aspects of life.
Yeah. And a connection. And that was the lesson that I learned out of the trolling and the bullying. I walked away because I had this belief that I had to be the best for everybody. Yes. And those bullies, the trolls, they taught me that I wasn't any, well, they tried to teach my perception. You're not any good because we don't like you. See, I took that on as a whole. And what I just heard you say is that, you know, we build the connections with the people that we need to build them with. Those are our people.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, when I came back to the industry, it was like, oh, okay, I don't have to teach everybody. Everybody doesn't have to like me. It's okay. God, I'd be tired. I'd never get to go to the bathroom if I had to teach everybody, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're never going to reach everyone.
Can't. Yeah. So what's this video conference you're speaking at?
I'm not sure if I can officially.
Oh, you can't say. Okay.
I think.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, but tell me what you're going to talk about.
It's about LinkedIn video, actually. So, and what it's done for business and what it's done for me personally and how I've been using it and where it's going. And in a nutshell, LinkedIn video has changed my life and connected me to some amazing, amazing people. So I'm super excited about it.
Do you do videos every day? Do you do one every day? I think you do.
I should, but it's about 5 times a week, but I will be doing it every day because I've got to get to about 40,000 followers on LinkedIn. That's a goal that's been set for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And do you think that's hard for people?
To
keep that kind of consistency? Because like you said, the guy messaged you and he's having trouble with, what tip, is there a tip you can give us that to help keep, I know the why drives it, but you know, maybe I don't love getting on video. What can help me stay consistent? Is there something you could give us?
I would say, one, realize that everyone struggles with that consistency. Like me, like yesterday, I didn't want to post that video. I was like, this is terrible. No one's going to connect. I put it up and it had 0 likes and I'm just like, whatever. I went to bed and it blew up. It didn't blow up, but it did really, really well. So everybody goes through like those struggles and not wanting to post. Another thing I would say is, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Fraser Cameron. He's a business coach, and I was struggling with confidence and like leading my business because I recently had people step away and I'm young and that's something I personally struggle with. And he said, Q, I know you want to do this. You're just afraid of this. So focus on the outcomes. Write down three outcomes that might come out of this if you achieve that goal, right? And just focus on that. Don't worry about what could go wrong. So for me on video, what could go right, right? Like I could start getting speaking engagements. My business could take off. I could meet people that would change my life. All three of those things have happened, but I've just been focused, narrow focus, laser tunnel focus on those three things. So I would say, if you want to do the video, again, it's back to that why, but don't worry about what could go wrong. Just focus on what could go right and stay consistent until those things happen.
Yeah, that's good advice. And it made me think of something else when you were saying that. I want to ask you about this. Do people tend to focus on the numbers?
Yeah, yeah. Way, way, way. Yes.
That's a big one, isn't it?
numbers are good. Numbers are cool. But I think a lot of people think that they think that because a post goes viral, that makes them successful. Because a post goes viral, that's good. But virality for viral's sake is not, it's cool, but it's not, it doesn't achieve a goal. Mm-hmm. Numbers are good. If you're reaching people and you're making change, that's good. But I think people obsess over them. Mm-hmm. I don't hit amazing numbers. I hit really good numbers. I do amazing things, but why I'm successful, why I'm getting to my goal is because of the relationships that I've built. So I would say just forget about the numbers. Like, it's cool, it's great, but if you build good relationships and real relationships, you will be successful and your numbers will go up with you.
Yeah, because I would think that might be something that might get people to stop. Oh, no, I only got 4 likes, or yeah, I only got 2 comments, so nobody cares what I have to say. I just won't do this anymore. And they give up.
Yeah,
you know, could happen.
And that does happen a lot. But yeah, I also would say people are obsessed with that ROI and they want it right away. I would say make a video, put it out there, but don't spend time focus on your video. Go focus on other people's videos, other people's written content, and tell them what you feel. Like, say, this is amazing because of this and that and that. And I'd love to chat. And do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. And then next thing you know, you've got 50 people that back you because you back them. Yeah. And I think people expect people to care about them, and that's not the case. And that was a really, really hard, big pill for me to swallow, because people don't care. People don't care unless you give them a reason to care. But you should care about people before you expect them to care about you. So just interact, engage, build those relationships, and you will grow too. But don't worry about the numbers at first. Don't worry about the numbers that in the long run anyway. Just focus on the people.
Oh, that is good. That is good.
Because it's true, though.
It's true. It's true. And you know what I heard about that? You know what I heard out of that? Let me put that in one sentence. It's not about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yes. You know?
100%.
I love that. And that just kind of puts it in such plain language. Add value. Well, how do you add value? I'm putting out lots of stuff. Yeah, go out, tell somebody how great their stuff is.
Social media is an extension of who we are. It's not this weird invention. It's just an extension of who we are. So how life works is how social media works. You build relationships, you build a community, and then you go get it done. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. And so you've got to get past yourself. You got to get past, what are they going to think? What if I get a troll? What if I get a comment? What if they don't agree with me? Okay, they don't. They don't. That's okay. It goes back to my story. Everybody didn't like my stuff. And that's okay.
Yeah.
People that like me really like me. You know, you're too young to remember, but Sally Fields, she won a couple of Oscars. And when she won the second one, you may not even know who she is. So I was about your age when she won these Oscars, and she got harassed just for the rest of her life about what she said when she got the second Oscar, because she said, "You like me. You really, really like me." You know, and so it's where I was going with that is that people will like you if you just let them see who you are, and you tell them what you think, and you share your wisdom and your knowledge and your feelings without being worried about you. What are they going to say to me? What are they going to do to me? What are they going to feel about? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's about letting people know who you are.
Yeah. 100%. I agree. I love that.
Okay. So I've got one more question for you. And I don't remember where I saw this, but I think I saw it. I think I saw it on your, it's either your tagline or I saw it on your LinkedIn profile. I don't remember, but you wrote, "Epic people do epic things."
Yes. So that is my mission in life, 100%. And I know it always will be. And I know it's super broad, but that's purposeful. So I'm a huge tech guy. I'm a huge people guy. And people think they clash, but I think they're right there. They're right there together. I think technology allows us to be who we really are. It gives us that voice. It amplifies that voice. And we're on this big feedback loop, and it connects us. So that's my personal belief. But my mission, right now I'm doing personal branding and storytelling, and I'm helping these great, awesome people do these awesome things. But eventually I'd like to get to where I'm helping cities and communities, mm-hmm. build these awesome, vibrant communities with technology and people, but it's all centered around helping epic people do epic things. Like, I've seen so much, like, about my brother, like, going back to my brother, like, he was the first openly transgender Division I athlete in the world, and he went around and spoke to people. You know, he was an advocate. He was featured on Time Magazine, on MTV, on 40 Under 40 Advocate, like all these different places, all these different publications. Amazing guy, but he was kicked off his team. You know, he had to have a bodyguard when he went into the bathroom because they're like, dude, are you a dude or are you a girl? What are you? Wow. You know, like, hatred and negativity. And there's all these awesome people like that, but they're not doing awesome, epic things because they don't have the voice. They don't have the resources. They don't have the network. They don't have the skills, whatever it may be. But that's my job. That's my mission, to help those people that are freaking legit do amazing things, whether it's with technology, whether it's with the story. But that's my mission, 100%. And that's not going to change. And I'm not big into plans, but that will not change because my life is just about people and helping them do amazing things.
Well, there's so many, in so many ways, this work is so lined up with what I do. Hearing that story, that's what a story. Yeah. I wonder, did he ever feel silenced?
Yeah. My brother, awesome, awesome dude.
He's
in Twin Cities now, just chilling and on the down low. Like, I never used his story to help amplify mine because I promised myself that I would make it without him.
Yeah.
But he just took like maybe 4 years just to get his energy back because he was everywhere. And he's the opposite of me. I'm an extrovert. He's an introvert, right?
Oh, wow.
So he took all that time and he's still taking that time just to get himself back. But when he comes back, I'm sure he'll kill it. He'll slay. He'll help a lot of people, but definitely felt silenced and just drained.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there.
It really is. It really is. And there's so much damage in it. And that's why I decided to do this documentary, because there's so positive things can come out of being silenced. Yeah. And some of my stories, like, I've got a guy who's in Hamilton on Broadway, you know, and something very positive came out of his being silenced. The tragedy is the number of people that it shuts them down. And they are epic.
Yep.
But they're not doing epic things. And that's why they need to talk to you, because you can bring them out of that. Because I think.
And talk to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We get collaboration. I hear collaboration.
There you go.
Because I think I think everybody's epic, Q.
Same.
I think everybody's epic, no matter what they've done or haven't done, what they've said or haven't said.
Agreed.
We're all epic.
Agreed.
We just don't all find our way to doing epic things.
And it's sad. It's crazy and it's true. But like, I was that kid that sat in the back of class and wrote poetry. 3 years ago, I had no idea what any of the stuff I'm doing now was.
Wow.
And I've got a crooked tooth. I am black, I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm weird and eccentric, but people like what I have to say. And I tell people all the time, like, there's no reason that, and everyone says this, but there's no reason that you can't do what you want to do if I'm doing what I want to do. I quit my job with no money. I quit my job with no clients. I quit my job with nothing. I just started running my business and I failed for a year, but I got out of it and I'm good now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If I can do that, anybody can.
Yeah.
And that sounds so cliche, but usually the cliches are true.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think that's why we don't like them. Because they're so true. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to know that. Dang it. Don't tell me that.
Yes.
Well, you are just such a gift. You are such a gift. Now, I'll put all this in the show notes, but where can my people find you if they want to talk to you, if they want to hire you, if they want to learn more about you? Where do I send them?
Yeah. So LinkedIn is going to be the biggest place for me. And you can just search me with either hashtag just Q or my name. So Quentin Allums. Otherwise, any social media platform at Q Allums or my website, which is madgenie.io.
Okay. Well, and I'll put all this in the show notes. So you guys go check out his work. His videos are just, if you're on LinkedIn, just get ready, Q. You're going to get a ton of friend requests, connect requests, because it's really, really, it's good stuff. It's what I'm trying to teach, you know. Talk to us. Talk to me. Don't talk at me. Talk to me. You know, reveal, reveal, reveal. So, well, this has just been lovely. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.
Well, you've done great. So you just stop that with that fear of using your voice. You just stop it right now. The expert just shut that down. So you're doing great. Yeah. And good luck with your big presentation. I know you're going to do great. And so many more on the way. Thank you, listeners. I just value you so much, too. I appreciate your shares and your downloads. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully. Bye for now.